his strength, he tore the soul bond in two. The slice of a blade through his skin brought him back to the present. A skirmish with a band of rebels, where he savored the familiar dance of combat and the way his body leaned into the violence like the embrace of an old friend. There was nothing like ending a life with his warhammer. Nothing like the impact vibrating up his arm as he swung and swung again. 3 dozen traitors, 2 war swords, and the clash of steel to drown out Torj's regrets.
"I thought there were only supposed to be 5 of them,"
grunted his friend Wilder as he sliced the heel tendon of an opponent, blood spraying. Torj brought his hammer down on another assailant.
"That's what our source said. Apparently they were wrong."
He didn't care. Brushing a lock of silver hair from his eyes, he pivoted and struck out with his gore-streaked weapon again. For 2 weeks, Torj and Wilder had tracked what they believed to be a small unit of the traitor organization, the People's Vanguard, across the Midrealms. They were in search of Queen Rhaena, who had been taken hostage during the recent attack on Drevenor Academy. But now, in an abandoned underground temple in Tavir, there was no sign of her. Instead, flickering torchlight cast writhing shadows on the moss-covered walls, revealing that the enemy numbers far exceeded the details the war swords had been given.
"On your left!"
Torj shouted at his brother-in-arms as an assailant leapt from behind a statue. There was a flash of silver, steel gifted by the Furies, as the warrior known as the Hand of Death swung his swords. The look of surprise was frozen on the enemy's face as his severed head flew, landing with a thud in a pool of someone else's blood.
"You're welcome,"
Torj muttered. Wilder launched himself into another attack.
"I knew he was there."
Torj relished the battle calm that settled over him as time slowed. His hammer became an extension of him, a blur of iron connecting with a knee, the joint giving way beneath the blow. Torj's momentum carried the weapon in an arc, catching another rebel in the side, ribs cracking beneath it. The thrill of the fight, the rhythm of combat. It was all he needed, all he wanted. Or so he told himself, as more bones and bodies broke around him. But it didn't matter how much damage he inflicted, or how much enemy blood he spilled. There was no forgetting what he'd done to her. His hand drifted to the web of scars beneath his shirt, and a part of him reached out into the dark nothing before him, searching for something it would never find. Something that he had destroyed. "It's the last piece of me you'll ever have." He'd hurt her to save her, and now he'd never have her. With each swing of his hammer, he banished a memory of her from his mind. Ren's gaze softening as she showed him how to harvest lavender from Drevenor's gardens, the gentle weight of her hand on his chest, the taste of her on his lips. "I'm yours as well." As more blood stained the tiles of the temple, he cast away the fantasies he'd had of one day showing her to Vir, just the two of them, of building her a greenhouse of her own, of attending a gala, a name day, anything, proudly, hand in hand. Wilder's voice cut through the chaos.
"Queen Rhaena's not with them."
"I can see that."
Torj grunted as the flat of a blade hit his shoulder and he sent its wielder's head through a wall of tile.
"No hostages down here. Doesn't mean they don't know where she's being held."
Torj's muscles burned as he hefted the massive warhammer, its weight a familiar comfort in his calloused hands. A line of rebels charged at him, shields raised high. He couldn't help the sense of satisfaction that washed over him as he swung low and the hammer's head whistled through the air. It connected with a resounding crack, splintering the shields and sending wooden shards flying. The rebels stumbled off balance, and Torj seized the opportunity. He pivoted, bringing the hammer up, catching the first